There's a famous saying, it takes a village to raise a child. And in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, it takes several villages to plow a road on a frozen river. Tim Zakhar maintains the roads for the village of Crooked Creek. Zakhar was part of a crew that plowed a road on the frozen Kuskokwim River to Sleep Mute, 42 miles away.
That was Mark's idea to get all the way up to Sleep Mute, probably just to see if it can be done and to show it can be done.
Zakhar is talking about Mark Leary, who works for the village of Napaimute. Leary and Zakhar helped lead efforts to plow the longest ice road ever this winter in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
We're tired.
Leary has been on the road, or the frozen river, since February 7th. He and four others left Bethel to plow the road up to Sleep Mute. Taking care of the ice road usually begins around January. Crews clear the river and mark it so that travelers can make it to villages near Bethel. The average length of the ice road, according to Leary, has been about 200 miles. The farthest Leary has ever plowed has been to Crooked Creek, but this time Leary wanted to go 42 miles further, all the way to Sleep Mute.
Our role was just to prove that it could be done. You know, people were skeptical.
Cold temperatures have lingered this winter, with the average temperature in January below 5 degrees Fahrenheit, according to climatologist Rick Toman. That has kept the river frozen and made it safer for heavier vehicles to travel. Many villages in the Middle Kuskokwim area don't have health clinics or a permanent health aid and rely on planes to travel for healthcare needs in the winter. So, Zakhar says, it's important that residents now have other means of travel.
Really hard to travel, you know, with our normal means of travel, you know, on the river with snow machines and four-wheelers and stuff. Because of all that rough ice down there and all the snow we've been having.
The rough ice was particularly bad between Jawathbluk and Napaimute, communities south of Crooked Creek. That prevented people from traveling to Aniak, the hub of the Middle Kuskokwim River, for food supplies and healthcare needs. It was so rough that Leary's crew had to bulldoze it before they could plow it, and it took them nearly 2 days to clear 14 miles. But once they hit Crooked Creek, where Zakhar was waiting for them, Leary says it got a little easier.
That's their country. They know it.
Leary and Zakhar say the ice got thinner the closer they got to Sleep Mute because of the late freeze-up and lots of snow insulating the ice. But Zakhar and his crew helped navigate the thinner ice, and by Saturday, all of them made it to Sleep Mute. Rebecca Wilmarth lives in Red Devil, which is about 10 miles south of Sleep Mute and one of the villages that now, for the first time, has an ice road.
It was a historical moment to extend the ice road all the way up to Sleep Mute.
The community of Sleep Mute held a potluck for the men to thank them for their efforts. But while the ice road is plowed, Wilmarth and Zakhar say maintaining it is another challenge. Red Devil doesn't have a tribal council or city government with funds to help them out.
Kind of in the same boat as Tim, not really sure what the next move is and who that responsibility will lie with at this point.
Zakhar says the road means more traffic, which means more potential stranded drivers, and that could be a burden to search and rescue groups. But for now, residents are grateful to have a road to get to the next village or get to a health clinic instead of flying. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.